Eamon, it seems to be one cup adventure after another, which of course is a great sign insofar as you're certainly competing at the highest level. Your opposition in this one, CIE Ranch, do you know much about them?
Not an awful lot, no. They're apparently quite a good side. They're still down in the lower divisions of the Leicester Senior League, but you know, they went to the quarterfinals of the Intermediate Cup, so you don't get that far without being a fairly good side, so we're expecting a tough game in Dublin.
Yeah, now I suppose the FAI Intermediate Cup and going on to the Senior Cup, most years we see the Letterkenny Rovers, the Cockhill Celtics, the Avondales, a lot of the familiar teams. CIE Ranch wouldn't be sort of one of the names that we would be overly familiar with.
No, not at the present time, but back a few years ago now, they were in the top division of the Leicester Senior League, and they were doing quite well, but like a lot of teams have drifted out again. But in saying that, you know, it's intermediate football has levelled itself out a good bit, and, you know, there's so many divisions in Dublin, and there's not an awful lot of difference between the teams. They all have their own squads of players, and they all compete in, you know, in good leagues. So, you know, there'll be good opposition.
And have you had reports back from the recent games? Have they any former League of Ireland players or anybody of note that you have been warned about?
No, they haven't. They're all just intermediate players, and some of them have come up from junior teams last year. And but they put a squad together, and they seem to have concentrated on cup games and especially the intermediate. And you know, they got, I suppose you could say, they got favourable draws. But you know, to be able to come that far in the intermediate cup, you know, you have to have a bit of substance. So we're quite weary of them.
Yeah, well, you've, of course, had quite a number of notable runs in the Intermediate Cup, so all the attention now, this is the next cup competition for you. In terms of now, for the rest of the season, just how big a priority is it for you to go far in this?
Well, unfortunately, Chris, you know, our success has bred other situations, and at the moment we're just... We're dogged with injuries, we've played some very, very hard games. We're in an unfortunate situation now where we really should be looking forward to going to play this team in Dublin. We're going with a certain amount of apprehension in relation to, we're just keeping our fingers crossed that we won't have any more injuries. And, you know, unfortunately, I think maybe the Ulster Senior League slipped up a little bit by not playing, you know, enough games at the start of the season, and with the weather going against them, and now I think we're left with 10 games and 5 weeks, so that's two games a week, and the injury situation is mounting. But you know, we're going to Dublin without six players that probably would be in contention for places. And you know, but the one thing we have great spirit in the team and in the squad, and you know, it's going to be a tough ask for us. But you know, this competition here is something that you try and get through to the next round, and hopefully, you know, draw some of the bigger teams, and especially a home draw. Now the other situation can go against you, where you could end up having to travel to Cove, but that's the chance you take. But what we're hoping to is, you know, get a beat CIE Ranch, get a home draw against some of the bigger clubs and Leckview. And you know, luckily for us, again, if we do one in Dublin, you know, that game won't be till August, so we'll have plenty of time to recuperate and maybe have it in our pre-season. So it's a big game that way, but in relation to the cup, it's not a cup that we can win.
Yeah, and so it's fair to suggest, like in this competition in the past, maybe you haven't had the kindest of draws, and it would be great for the club and all involved if you can get through this, and to get maybe one of the big name League of Ireland sides to Letterkenny, it would really be something to look forward to.
Yeah, well, you know, it's that's what we're aiming for, and as you said, it'd be nice to get, you know, a big team coming to Leckview. You know, it's a David and Goliath thing, and you know, supporters and football people like to go to matches like that there, just to see how one competes against the other. And you know, it would be a great attraction, especially down in Leckview, and to get a big gate and to get a good team there. So there's a lot at stake for the club, but you know, as I said, unfortunately, at the moment, we're just not going to be at our best. But in saying that, we're going to go up, we're going to give everything we've got. We have nothing to lose in Dublin. And hopefully we get a result and we can achieve something like taking a big team to Lakeview.
And is it all decided on the day, or does it go to a replay if it's all square?
No, it's all decided on the day. We have to go up and get a result. It's away from home. It's a big ask, but in saying that, we can go more relaxed, because it, to a certain extent, it's not something, a competition that you're looking to, you know, that you're going to go too far in, other than hopefully get a big draw. But in saying that, I know by listening to the fellas that they want to do well in it, and so far as that they can, you know, put their wits against a big team, and something that for us really would be for pre-season next year, be a massive match to be looking forward to. And you know, that's hopefully our aim, and hopefully everything will go all right for us.
Well, wasn't it back in 1990 St. Francis got all the way to the final as a non-league club, so don't rule it out, Eamon.
Well, St. Francis, it was a tremendous achievement for them. I think football has leveled itself out down through the years, and it's for a non-league team to do that now. I don't think they have the squad of players. I don't think they have the panel of players, it was a massive for St. Francis to do. But seeing that, look at, if we get a result tomorrow, you never know what can happen, and you could get maybe an easy draw in the next round and go on and get a bit further in the competition. But I don't think we have any ambitions of going on to win an FAI Cup at the moment.